Welcome to the P2E Cast, sponsored by PlayToEarn.net, episode number 2. I'm Copper Pitch. Joining me is K Street. K Street, how you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. We're going to be breaking down all of the hot news, all of the new betas that are coming out, everything in the Play to Earn world that's going on. We're going to talk about what we've been doing in the last week ourselves. And then we'll do some deep dives every week as well into specific topics. If you guys have some topics you want to hear covered, specific games, drop them in the chat below and we will try and cover them in a future episode. But for this week, there is all kinds of stuff going on K Street.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'll start off with one of the things that I was doing was the Alluvium beta. I recently got invited into that. I don't know if that means they just let everyone in at this point or if
probably.
I had some kind of... Probably. But it was a lot of fun. Survival mode I played. It's like an auto battler. It's on IMX. Really a lot of cool things there. I'll admit, I said in my video, like it was a little overwhelming at first, but with some hover tips and some guides and a quick YouTube here and there, I think it's going to be a fun game. Obviously, super excited to see the overworld when it comes out, which is kind of how it stitches everything together.
Yes.
But the basic fight, the auto battler experience was a lot of fun.
We'll have links to everything we talk about. I'm going to try and put links in the description below. So if you guys want to check out K Street's guide that he put together, it was really helpful for me. When I played the beta myself, I was completely overwhelmed. I had no idea what was happening. And I did not do a deep dive into it like K Street did. I learned all kinds of stuff, like that your hero isn't just a useless little dude standing around doing nothing. So that was a huge, like, mind-shattering moment for me. But yeah, so that one, that will be linked in the description below. You guys can check that out if you're into the Alluvium beta. Also, there's going to be a Guild of Guardians demo coming out. That's a surprise demo that they're saying. I don't know why they didn't announce this one in advance. But you could sign up for it. I did.
And now this one, I don't believe Copper Pitch, did you make it into the first beta?
Ooh, awkward. I did not, and I'm definitely salty. But this time, go ahead.
So speaking from experience, as someone who did make it into the first beta, it was a lot of fun too. So I'm not huge on the mobile games, so that was one of my first, at least in a long time, that I had played on mobile. But again, it's IMX, so I felt right at home using Token Trove and the Marketplace, anything like that. And it was a lot of fun. I grinded, I guess it was a week. I don't remember exactly how long the original beta was, but grinded out 50 GOG tokens, which I think is worth like $6. But it was fun doing it, and there were some competitions and stuff. So they ran a really good beta, and I expect them to do the same. Like, you know, a random day to be like, hey, try to get your fastest time on level, you know, 5. And everyone would compete for like extra prizes. They were really good at listening to feedback. I'm excited to see that game come out. I mean, mobile is an enormous market. And just the hype around it, it should be really exciting.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that I did this past week myself in the Play to Earn space was I went stalking through Guild of Guardians on Token Trove and I purchased a bunch of stuff. One of the things I purchased is actually an Adventure Guild token, which means I'm going to be running my own guild and I'm really stoked about it. Now I just need to recruit 19 other people.
Can I please be one of them? I'm really hoping for a spot.
Well, I got to find 19 highly qualified individuals, so I'm not sure if that'll be...
Competition's tough.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who wants to be in Copper Pitch's Adventure Guild, but if you guys are interested, make sure you join my Discord. There's a channel for Guild of Guardians, and so far, I think a couple people have said that they would like to be in, but I'm still looking for more people. Of course, it's still not going to be out in full for a long time, so... Not like fully recruiting people yet, but it is something I am keeping in mind for the future. When the game does come out, I will be running a guild. And I'm glad that I bought the guild token when I did. I think since I purchased it, it went up like 20 or 30%. So those things were really expensive in the past. And I think I got a good deal.
A good pickup.
Yeah. And then I also picked up an energy token and all three of the lowest level pets. And then a full team of heroes. So I'm like,
oh, very nice.
Yeah, I'm like ready to go. I'm like all in. I'm super stoked for Guild of Guardians. I definitely want to see. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that I love about it being on IMX is, like, my first hero, I used Gods Unchained winnings, right? Like, sell a card, sell a couple cards, have a few bucks. Bought my first hero with it, right? That got me into the beta, which got me GOG tokens, right? It's this whole, like, domino effect. Like, once you're in the ecosystem, you just have all these opportunities for, okay, I'm playing this game, I'm getting a little bit of money, a little bit of crypto, and then I can just leverage it and just keep expanding. So, super excited to see what all's coming down.
Yeah, speaking of getting free crypto in the IMX, IMX Sphere, what's the IMXiverse? I think both you and I actually picked up some free IMX tokens in this past week. I know that ViWorlds, they had a builder competition, and I came in second place with my build, and I picked up 250 IMX for doing it. I spent like 5 hours building my map, at least. I don't even know how many hours it was, but I like really painted. Like, I had so much fun. It's like playing with like Legos, and so I'm really stoked.
I mean, IMX is at $1 right now, so 5 hours of playing, you have a map that everyone's playing, which is honestly, like, I get a lot of enjoyment just from that, like seeing people play my world.
Yeah.
Then they granted you $250 worth of crypto, which, I mean, that's a win.
Yeah.
Now, I only got 50. I got an honorable mention for mine, but I have to admit, I should have read the rules. The rules were very clear that this was for, like, newbie-friendly maps that played well on mobile. And I got a little crazy. I just built the levels that I wanted to play that I thought were fun. But again, I had a lot of fun building them. I had a lot of fun playing them.
Yeah.
And $50, are you kidding? Like, of course. That just, it's what an amazing event.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you're not wrong. Like, one of the coolest things was they did another play event, like a Let's Play. And I happened to join, like, right as my map was loading up. And I was like, oh, sweet. And there was, like, you know, 20 people in there on my map. Like, I built it, you know, by myself. So I never got to, like, really feel, like, what it was going to be like to have, you know, 16, 20 people, like, running around in it. But I tried to build it to accommodate that many people.
Yeah.
And I think it was, like, I mean, not to pat myself on the back, but I think it was perfect.
It was second place worthy. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was probably worthy of first place. I don't know. I don't know who came in first. No offense to them. I'm sure theirs was great. What else happened this week? There's also a couple other alphas that I played in. There's like a Life Beyond alpha, and that's like a third person shooter. It's gonna have like RPG elements. There was like different levels and missions that you got to go on. I had to team up with other people, and it wasn't super sturdy. I'm not sure what the right word is. Again, it was pre-alpha, but I kept getting logged out, so it was a little bit irritating. I had to purchase an NFT to be able to play. It was only $3, but it is open now to the entire public. So if you want to go check out Life Beyond, it's free for anybody to play now, I believe. I think it opened up as of today. So by the time this goes up, you guys will be able to go play. And it's gorgeous. Like it almost reminded me of Alluvium's Overworld, where it's like, you know, like these exotic plant type things, and you're running around, and then you have like different classes. So there's like tanks, kind of. They have like a shotgun, and then there's like a trooper, and they have like a machine gun, and then there's a sniper, and that kind of like a medic. So like having a full team would be really cool to play with. I actually did pair up with some randos on the internet, and they all did really well, much better than me. I had no idea what I was doing in one of the missions, and I just kept falling off the map. So some people randomly carried me, and I was going to make a YouTube video about it, but it was just a little too unstable for me to quite make content about it just yet. But it's definitely something that's on my radar. It was really fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check it out. I love when shooters have like archetypes, like Medic. Brings me back to my Team Fortress days. Love that. And also, even so it's open now, so that's great. But like a $3 NFT, okay, that's a good price of entry. Like a lot of games these days, $100, $200 just to like get in and play.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. right? So I kind of steer clear of those. I normally let you report back on like how awesome or how terrible they were. So thank you for that. but yeah, I'm going to definitely try this Life Beyond.
Yeah.
Try that out probably tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, it was like at first I tried logging in, and it doesn't tell you when you try and log in that like you need to have an NFT. And so I went and reported it in their Discord and was like, it doesn't work. And they're like, you need to read the rules. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't like reading, but okay. So I read the rules. You need an NFT. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to be able to play. And then I went looking on OpenSea, and there it was. It was $2.50 or something. And I was like, okay, yeah, no brainer. I'll definitely pick that up. And it's on the Polygon network, I believe. So I think it was like negligible gas. Paid a tiny bit of Matic or something. And it was, yeah. So it was like $2, whatever. Worth the shot. And yeah, it was really fun. I think it's really early still, but these games are all pre-alpha, and they're just really just giving demos to their communities to, you know, let people be able to experience what they've got so far. And it definitely is a really good foundation.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, you know this, you know my strategy, but for viewers, I mean, a $2-3 NFT, I'm buying it and holding it. Mm. You never know when an airdrop is going to come out or some benefit is going to come out. You know, you get invited into some private beta where, you know, Copper Pitch doesn't get to come with you and you get to hold it over his head for a while. So, you know, who knows what will happen. For $2, yeah, I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Once they said that you don't need it anymore to get in beta, I was like, I could sell it. They're still selling for around $2, but I'm like, I'm just going to hold it. It's $2. Maybe I'll get some use from it later. So yeah, we'll see on that one. And then there was one more alpha that I played. There were so many this week. I played a pre-alpha called Ninetales, and they're a card game. It's like a CCG. I filmed a YouTube video on it today. It's going to come out on Friday. I'm still editing it, but it was a lot of fun. Again, it's pre-alpha, so there's still a lot of, you know, work to be done, but it's similar to like Legends of Runeterra. Like if Gods Unchained was Hearthstone, Ninetales is Legends of Runeterra, but there's a lot of differences too. It's not just like a copycat or anything. One of the biggest differences is they have simultaneous attack and defend phases. Like, it's not like you take a turn and then your opponent takes a turn. It's actually like simultaneous, and you basically choose which characters you want to attack with while your opponent is also choosing what they want to attack with. And you can't like see who's doing what until you're like, you're done, and then you hit you're done. And then it shows up like, oh, I picked these, like I went all in, all four of my creatures are attacking. But then if you didn't go all in and you just held all your stuff back, well, now you can actually defend and pick off all my guys because you can pick the best way to defend. So
that's a really cool mechanic. That alone is worth checking out.
Yeah, it's really fun. Right now you can only play against the AI, and the AI is dumber than a bag of bricks. So it wasn't much of a challenge, but there's a lot of really cool things about it. So make sure you check out my video tomorrow, because it's going to be it's a good video, I think, even though, again, the AI is not very smart. You guys will get to check out the game, see what it's like. I'm not 100% sure actually if you need an NFT to play it. I don't think you do. I'm almost positive you don't. I think initially they were saying you would need NFTs to be able to play in their betas and stuff, but maybe this is just like a free alpha for anyone to try out. So there'll be a link below. You can check that one out as well. What else happened this week?
That was it for me. Did you have anything else before we went into the deep dive?
I think that was it. That was a lot of stuff that happened this week. But yeah, another thing that happened this week is the GU Council, which we're going to do a deep dive on. So Gods Unchained announced that they're doing a Council of the Gods. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And so basically this is interesting, even if you're not a Gods Unchained fan, if you're just a play-to-earn fan, because this is something that could come to other games in the future. It's almost like I don't want to say it's like a DAO of sorts, where, you know, you got a bunch of people from all over the world kind of coming together to control something, although we don't know exactly how it will work yet. But what we do know is that there will be 15 people assigned to the council. 8 of the 15 are automatically going to be chosen based on specific stats, like if you're one of the top 4 players in the game over the last X amount of weeks or months, you'll automatically get a seat. So that's 4 seats. There's 4 seats that are going to content type creator people, streamers, especially the top 2 streamers by amount of viewers are going to be people who get seats automatically, and then two will be voted on. There's also curators. So those are people with really large collections. If you own tons of NFTs, two of those people are going to get in automatically. One is going to get voted on. And then there's just four seat of the favors. Those are just wild cards. So those are all going to be voted on.
So breaking news, Copper Pitch will be streaming every night to get his guaranteed spot. Heard it here first.
I believe I'm guaranteed a spot. I don't know for sure. I really don't. I haven't heard anything. No one's told me anything. They haven't said explicitly how they're breaking down the automatic guaranteed spots. But I have been streaming for years and very consistently. So I am pretty confident that I will get a spot automatically. If not, there's also nominations that have been going on, and I have been nominated. And
your number of upvotes is enormous, as it should be.
Well, thank you. But so Stack 15, actually, he broke down all the numbers and stuff and all the votes and how people would automatically qualify as well. And he actually came up with a list that he believes is pretty close to accurate in terms of if the vote was held yesterday, like who would be in the council. So I'll just read those people out real quick. If you don't know who these people are, that's fine. I'm just going to read them out. Curators, we got Fenor, Strong Hands, and BBQ. Arena Mode, these people are going to be from H-Pain, Sifu, Devoted, and Vlazkill. The favored seats are JFA, Agent K, Aftermath, and Cuckoo. And the content creator Illuminary seats, myself, Cargus, Caution Fun, and Sam Bam. So if you know who
That's
those people are, there
That's
you
a
go.
Solid list.
Yeah. And if you don't know who those people are, just know that there are people who are very active in the community, even in their own respective communities. Like a lot of people are just from all over the world. Some of them speak different languages and are in different communities that they run as well and stuff. So it's a very diverse list of people. And quite frankly,
on the council gives me joy.
Yeah. This council, like if this was the final council, this looks awesome to me.
Yeah.
I have no qualms with any of it. Everyone there deserves to be there. There's a lot of other people too who definitely, you know, would deserve spots too. So I'm not saying that if you're not on this list, you don't deserve a spot, but
so I have tons of questions about it, right? Like so you said, okay, you know, other people deserve a spot. So you know, of course, they implemented a 2-term limit, but then you take a term off and come back. So there's some opportunity for rotation. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the rotation thing is interesting. Like, so let me start with, we still don't know exactly what powers we're going to be given. Like, it's not like we're going to be on the council and then suddenly magically be able to, you know, tell the devs, like, here's what you need to be working on tomorrow. Like, so it's still, that's an important, maybe the most important aspect, is knowing what powers they're going to give to the council. We do know the council is going to meet monthly. And so every month there'll be like a live council meeting where we all call in at the same time. And it's going to be broadcast on stream and stuff. So anyone can listen in, see what goes on. And so I think it ultimately depends on like what are we able to achieve is how smart it is to have term limits, because a lot of these are like 8 of the 15. So there's only 7 of the 15 that are voted on. 8 of them are automatically assigned. So it kind of gets a little weird to me if after 6 months or, you know, 2 terms of 6 months, the top person who would automatically get a seat just gets kicked off. Like, for instance, Strong Hands has literally millions of dollars worth of cards. And so he automatically qualifies for a seat of the curator. Then cut to 12 months later, he's just kicked off for a term. And then like someone else who has millions of dollars less than he has gets into the council. And then 6 months later, he's then automatically back into the council because no one is going to have more cards than Strong Hands. So I'm not saying that there shouldn't be limits, but just perhaps that maybe the automatic slots are somehow weird, or maybe the voting slots are somehow weird. Everyone's mad about something because like they kind of say like, oh, it's just a popularity contest. And in some ways that's a great thing Because if you're popular in the community, it's because you've been doing work in the community. People know who these people are because they've been doing stuff for years. And so on that hand, it's good. Let me just finish real quick. But on the other hand, let me just say it's bad, because then anyone who's new, like if you've just been busting your butt off for 1 month, like you're not going to have a shot because people don't know who you are yet.
That's a good point. Although I will say for that last point, there's something to be said for earning the spot, right? You know, someone brand new, I don't think they should expect a seat on this kind of players council. There are nits that I might pick on this thing, but overall, I am super stoked about it. Obviously, like you said, the big question is, you know, what kind of influence will you guys have? But I love the concept, right, breaking it up into card owners and content curators and basically, you know, hearing from different voices. And I think on balance, I'm happy with the term limits, because that way it's not King Strong Hands forever, right? I mean, you know, again, like you said, it depends. Like if it's a council and name only with not a whole lot of teeth, then does it matter? But to get a fresh perspective in there occasionally, and obviously Strong Hands can come back, right? So I think it's pretty exciting. And back to your earlier point, you know, it's not a DAO, but DAOs are really questionable anyway how they work. This is kind of like a DAO light. But the point that I really wanted to make was, I mean, I've never seen this in a game that I have played, like, you know, your traditional, you know, pay $60 for a box and that's the game that you've got. Or even like a, you know, like a online Riot Games or Hearthstone or something like that. And I think the difference is like the community is invested, like literally invested in the game, both monetarily and with their time. And I think this is a great way to give them a voice. And honestly, if the GU devs don't listen, I think they will listen, because if they don't, it's just going to shoot themselves in the foot. Like, it'll be very transparent. Like you said, it's open meetings. We'll know exactly what you presented. We'll know if in 4 months, if it was done or not. I think this is a great move on their part to try to rehab and get some fresh ideas in there. So I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, I think I agree that it's going to be more about ideas getting presented. I'm a little bit concerned. My biggest concern is that not only will it only be a council in name only, but we'll basically just become the scapegoats of like, like instead of people going and complaining to them, like, oh, the stuff doesn't work, they'll be like, well, go talk to your council, your local councilman, and call your local senator and tell them, like, you know, you want this. And then it's like, now everyone's going to come to me and be like, hey, Copper, do this. And then, like, I'm going to be the one who has to go to them and say, hey, do this. And then when they don't, people are going to come back to me and be like, Copper, we told you to tell them to.
Well, I actually forgot a point. You guys are all being paid.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And
cool. That's a huge thing that I'm sorry we forgot to say, but yeah, I mean, 300 gods, is it 300 gods tokens per
month?
Per 6 months. Oh, per month.
Per month.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. So yeah, I better be able to come complain to you for stuff, because yeah, man.
So that's like gods tokens are, I think, 40 cents right now. So like napkin math, that's like $140-ish or something per. $120-ish dollars.
I don't try to do math live. I'll just embarrass myself.
I feel like I probably got that way wrong, but it's somewhere between like $1 and 300 per month. So it's not nothing for sure. I think it's actually a fair amount, to be honest. Like, I think it's a good amount, but the only issue is in crypto, you know, 6 months ago that God's token was worth $6 and now it's worth 40 cents or whatever. So it's like, you know, what's it going to be worth by the end of the 6 month term or whatever? You know, is it going to still be? I'm not complaining, by the way. Like, I'll definitely take the payment, but.
But I mean, you put all this, I mean, this had to take them a long time to roll out, right? Like, this is lots of meetings behind the scenes rolling this out, figuring out how this is going to work. They're putting God's tokens behind it, right? Like, they're paying you. Everything that they're doing is messaging, this is a real council. They're going to at least try it. I guess we'll see. The ultimate first test will be, can Copper Pitch kill Dralamar?
I think I'll probably get a lot of people requesting that Dralamar is my first order of business.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll bring it up. I don't know if they'll listen to me, but it'll be interesting, especially like you said, having all the different perspectives, like having the people who are the top four players in the game over the last number of months. Those people are going to be very sharp when it comes to balance. So it'll be interesting to see if they're like, okay, for balance, we're only going to ask these four people because they know what they're talking about. Like, obviously, no offense to Strong Hands, but I wouldn't ask him for advice on if I should balance a card over asking someone like H Pain, who, I mean, is like a walking computer and knows everything about every card in the game. And, you know, he can tell you if something's balanced or not. Like, that's who I would go to when I needed a question about balance answered. So it'll be interesting to see if they kind of divvied up and almost have like different tasks for each group. Like, is the, you know, the content creators, are they going to have like, all right, now it's your turn. Like, would you guys like to draw with crayons this week? Or would you like to, you know, is it going to be like, this is your content creation stuff, this is just for you guys?
Pretty lights.
Yeah. Like, we made you new emotes.
There you go.
Might be a little touchy, but well, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I don't think they'll do it that way, but again, there hasn't been many details. They are going to have the monthly meeting. Like I said, it will be every month on the 27th, I believe, at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're on the East Coast of the United States, that's the only time I think I understand is that is when it's going to be. So I think it's the 27th. So that would be a Wednesday, I think, this month. I didn't check beforehand. I could be wrong, but I have a 1 in 7 chance of being right. So I'm going to go with it.
And I mean, I'm guaranteed they're going to record this thing, right? So if you can't make it, right, you know, pick it up after.
Yeah. I'm super stoked for the idea. Like you said, it's the first time ever, I think, in history that a game has like put together a collective unit of its player base, and mostly by merit. There was a little bit of shady business in the nominations where like someone did get nominated like a bunch of times in a row with a copy paste, and like I don't know who they were from Gods Unchained. I think they were just like a big YouTuber who told their people to go vote. So there could be a little bit of issues with the popularity vote if you know, if you're watching PewDiePie and you want everyone to vote you onto the Gods Unchained Council, honestly, you could get people to do it, and then PewDiePie would be on the Gods Unchained Council. So I could definitely see there being problems with the popular vote. I do like that they split it up, though, between like people who are guaranteed and people who can get voted in. I think it's kind of a fair balance between like risking everyone being some random people from YouTube getting voted in because they're popular, and having people who are qualified. Especially, I think it's really cool that the arena seats were specifically, all four of them, is the only category that the whole category is 100% you had to qualify. The only thing I don't like is that they didn't tell people in advance, and so many people, even H Pain said he threw away one of his weekend ranks. I believe he's number one in the qualifications according to what Stack 15 figured out. H Pain is, for my money, the best player in the game. So I mean, you know, I think he's going to make it. But again, like, if you were like one of the best players and then just one weekend, you're like, yeah, I don't feel like playing. Like, I'm just going to play a meme deck all weekend. Like, you might get kicked out. But at least now everyone knows going forward, you know, if you want to get on this council, here's what you got to do. You got to have either a big collection, be one of the top Twitch streamers, you know, or just do really well in weekend ranked, or just be really popular.
Or be popular. I was going to say, you know, for H Pain, hang in there, man. 300 gods a month is probably worth the struggle.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the really cool, interesting thing is that these people are being paid. And so, you know, like part of me, when they first brought it up, it was like, you have to show up to a live meeting. These people are from all over the world. Like, are they going to do it? I don't know. And then I saw like, oh, they're getting paid 300 gods. Like, if I have to wake up at, you know, 4 a.m. for a meeting once a month for just 6 months, like that's six meetings. Like, yeah, I mean, I'd do it, but I mean, maybe not everyone's as hardcore. They are going to ask the people who automatically qualified in advance if they actually would like to accept. So it's not like they're forcing people against their will onto this council, but it will be interesting if anyone accepts, takes the money and just runs and says like, Yeah. So it's what's 1,800 gods tokens in total. I'm not showing up to these meetings. It doesn't say contractually I have to. So we'll see.
If they pull it off, they'll have set a standard, I think, for the Web3 space and games of things to emulate. So
I agree.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. Is that your last question for me?
That's all I've got.
All right. Well, until next time then, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you're listening over on Spotify still, just know that there is now a video podcast happening over on YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube, thanks for hanging out. Until next week, we're going back to the lab. I'll see you next time, K Street.
Bye, Copper Pitch.